Taking a look at the latest information for our growing crops across the United States, I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. With USDA's acreage report released Monday, how did the crop planted acreage numbers compare to, say, March's USDA planting intentions report and trade expectations for this month? Hearing from USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer.
When you kind of look back on at least corn and beans in particular, those were right in the middle of trade expectations and not very far off of intentions either. So very much in line with both where we were at in March intentions for corn and beans and along with trade expectations.
Both winter and spring wheat planted acreage were reported close to industry expectations. Meyer says if there was one surprise within the acreage report,
we actually saw cotton area rise a little bit from March intentions, about 2.6%. And Texas, driver of that 2.6% overall nationally, moisture, perhaps not for winter wheat, but for cotton, moisture has been supportive in cotton acres.
Chief Economist Seth Meyer goes on to discuss what's left for corn and soybean acreage to be planted.
We survey this information at USDA between May 30th and June 16th. At that time, every year, there's a little bit left to be planted. Because of pretty good planting conditions, the amount of corn or the amount of bean acreage left to be planted is about normal or about usually what it is. There's always some left to be planted in this report. Some of the interesting outcomes of this was we had principal crop area, so overall principal crop area up about 900,000 acres, a lot of that being hay ground.
But according to June's wheat quarterly stocks estimate, we may be expecting a larger wheat stock.
I think the only thing that I might draw some attention to was on the stocks side, where wheat stocks were very much on the higher end of expectations, but I have to say in line with WASD expectations as well too. So the trade having a slightly lower view of overall stocks, this stock number of all wheat stocks in line with WASD expectations, but yet the industry was looking for a bit of a lower number.
But as we continue throughout the growing season, we are seeing our corn and beans reach reproductive stages across the U.S. And USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey goes over national corn crop silking numbers for this past week.
8% of the U.S. corn silking by June 29th, putting the nation 2 points ahead of the five-year average of 6%. But a little behind last year's 10%. Looking at the Midwestern states, we have seen one inching into double digits for corn silking progress on June 29th. That is Missouri, 19% silking there. Five-year average is 13%. All other Midwestern states in single digits for corn silking at the end of June, the exception being Michigan and Wisconsin, where we do not have any silking progress at this time.
And as for soybeans, Rippey has an update on blooming progress there.
17% of the crop, that is 1 point ahead of the five-year average, but 1 percentage point behind last year at this time.
Iowa and Illinois report over 20% of their bean crop in bloom. And for the initial look at national soybean crops setting pods for the year,
pretty marginal number in the Midwest, and overall just 3% nationally, 2% to the five-year average, 3% this time a year ago. Only three states moving into double digits for soybean setting pods, all of them in the South, led by Arkansas, 41% setting pods, Louisiana at 40%, and Mississippi at 20%.
Soybean condition remains the same as the previous week, 66% good to excellent and 7% very poor to poor. With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.